I'm Chad Owen, the annuity sales coach. In 2007, I was $150,000 in credit card debt, and now I've written over $155 million in annuity production as a solo producer. I make my own calls, schedule my own appointments, do my own follow-up, and I'm actively in the field just like you. If you've hit a rough patch in your business, you're not alone. I've helped agents overcome and find success on a daily basis, and now many write over $1 million or more each month. Let me help you do the same. Buckle up, it's time to go to school with The Annuity Sales Coach.
Hello everyone, Chad Owen, The Annuity Sales Coach. I appreciate everybody tuning in. Once again, I thrive off of hearing the comments that are made about how this is helping grow your business and let you become a better agent, helping clients find solutions to their problems while providing them great products. It's great to see people become experts in this industry, not just taking the word of your IMO, BGA, or the insurance company, but you're actually digging in yourselves, becoming better and better agents. Because I get constantly recruited by IMO, BGAs. I get insurance companies consistently reaching out to me and saying, sell our product. Why? I get that. I totally understand. But when somebody makes me promises or claims about what they can do for me, I always research to make sure it's true. In other words, if somebody comes out and says, hey, we have this new product, it's the greatest thing ever, it does this, this, and this, I'm going to go, okay, great. I don't need any more calls from you, but send me the brochures, send me the disclosures, send me a sample contract, and let me read through it and make sure it actually does what you say it's going to do. Vast majority of the time, a lot of these marketers, IMOs, BGAs, insurance companies, they read a script that they're told to say, and they don't even truly know how the product works. And there's many times I go back to that marketer or whoever, and I say, okay, wait a second, you said the product does this, but in the disclosure page, it actually does not do that. And here's why, here's what it says. Now, there are the marketers, IMOs, BGAs, insurance guys that sometimes they come out and they are experts. And I love working with those type of marketing organizations. When they say a product is going to do this and then you ask them questions and it lines up exactly with what the brochure says, that is absolutely critical to my relationship with any sort of marketing organization, is that they know their products well. Well, as you know, sales is a different thing. Sales is not the responsibility of the marketing organization. They are not capable necessarily of training you when it's just a marketer that has literally, their job is to recruit agents, find the best products and case design. And that's great. That's what they do best. But sales is almost impossible because they're not in the field running appointments just like I do. I'm going to have a much better success rate in training agents. And that's why, honestly, I started partnering a few months ago. I started partnering with IMO BGAs where they're actually having me train their agents. I'm not interested in recruiting. I'm not interested in trying to get you to join my organization so you can be under my marketing organization, because I don't have a marketing organization that I run. I am purely here to train. And when I get a marketing organization that puts that extra interest into me, in other words, I love it when a marketing organization calls me and they say, hey, can you help train our agents? And we'll even pay for some of our agents to actually get this training. That tells me there's such a vested interest in the success of the agent. Now, does that help the marketing organization? Absolutely, and it should. We should all be in this together. We should all want to succeed together. This is not a one man or one woman thing. We should want, as an organization, to continually strive for everybody to succeed, to give our industry a great name, a great reputation. That's what we want. And so when a marketing organization reaches out to me and they're great at saying, hey, you know what, this is what we're going to provide. Not only am I going to give you great customer service, I'm going to help you with case design, I'm going to have a good lineup of products, but I'm also going to invest in you by providing sales training from a sales expert. That is, you don't even have to close me with that marketing organization. Some people will say, well, you have to sell to get a sell. No, that's not true. When I see someone that has a vested interest in me, that is my decision. I don't feel like I'm being sold. And a lot of times when we're helping our clients, we think we have to sell our product. And that is so wrong. I've been in sales for 27 years. And I have heard this, and I'm sure you've heard it too, is, well, you got to try at least 7 times to close a deal. You need to ask 7 closing questions to get a deal. And the average salesperson only tries 3 times. So you need to try and close more. Absolutely 100% wrong. Here's why. Sales is that stereotype that you're trying to present something that is, make your case on why they need to buy this product right now. If you don't act right now, this is going to change and tomorrow will not be the same. So act right now. And if you act right now, I'm going to include this extra little bonus. I mean, that's sales. But to me, when I'm doing a presentation right, I'm using confirmation statements and soft closing techniques. In other words, I'm not trying to sell something. I'm closing a product, in other words, a situation, a solution to a problem. In other words, they say, hey, you know what? They're opening the door. I'm tired of losing money. I'm tired of worrying about where my income's going to be in 10 or 15 years. I'm tired of laying awake at night, watching the market go up and down. They open the door. So what do I want to do? I want to close that door. How do I close that door? I need to come up with solutions that can help close that door. So in other words, confirmation statements and soft closing techniques are questions asked to the end in a personal appointment that are designed to confirm why the annuity is the best option for the solution to the retirement problem. As opposed to a hard close technique, these statements are gentle. They help the client come to a decision point and confirm what they've already been agreeing with. And I actually put that in an opening paragraph in my form or document called Confirmation Statements and Soft Closing Techniques. This is actually part of Retirement Realized Agents Academy. And if you're a Pro Plus member, or an Inner Circle member, of course, this is provided to you for free. And I have an entire document, 7 pages long, that talk about this. But the reason why I'm addressing this now is because I'm getting agents that are reaching out that are saying, how do I sell this? How do I sell that? How do I increase my sales? Now, I understand what people are saying, but if you truly do a fact finder and you dig real deep into what a person's concern are, I actually did a podcast recently called Pain Points, and I addressed how we do proper fact finders. We ask the hard questions to discover what pain points are. But we even go farther than that. When we're in, this is, I guess you could technically say this is part 2 of pain points, because once we found those pain points, we need to confirm why this is the right solution to the problem. So once again, this thing is 7 pages long, but I want to give you a few things that I focus on. In this 7 pages, I actually hit 5 main categories. I hit the rhetorical. So the rhetorical are basically questions that illustrate information about the product. It's intended to persuade. In other words, if someone is so stuck on variable accounts, it's important that if they have a concern about market volatility, I need to persuade them into protecting their money. In other words, find solutions that they don't have to worry about that anymore. And I know you guys get tired of me hearing this, but remember, we can never directly, if you're not series licensed, you can never directly recommend getting in or out any variable product. But if I find a problem that the client, a pain point that the client has addressed to me, then it's very important that I can persuade them why a peace of mind is very important, which is another category I go into. Peace of mind questions invoke a thought process that gives them a peace of mind with knowing you've found the solution to their retirement problem. And so when we're addressing, once again, these concerns, it's important that we give them that. Don't worry. These products are protected. You do not need to worry about market volatility anymore. You get income for the rest of your life. That's providing a peace of mind. Another category would be imagine. These are questions that cause the client to think about their future and retirement with this financial solution. So you can, I'll do this. You know, a lot of times when I'm looking at something I want to buy, I'm imagining what that will do. Go on a vacation with my family. I'm imagining my kids running around. And yes, even in their early 20s, latter teens, if I take them to Disney World, they're still a bunch of kids. They run around. They have fun. They greet the prince and the princesses. They take pictures with the characters. They ride the rides. But I imagine what it's like when we go on that family vacation. When I imagine that, that triggers this response that, man, I really want to do this. So what do? Dad goes and pays for the vacation. As you know, this is kind of crazy because this is what I do with my kids. What's going to happen when I get grandkids? Holy cow, I can't even imagine what's going to happen there. And I do not spoil my kids. My kids do not have a sense of entitlement. I bless them because they don't expect things like that. And they are over the top grateful and appreciative of anything they've ever had. We've come from a very, very hard situation. As you know, $150,000 of credit card debt, almost lost my daughter due to a brain aneurysm, my oldest. I'm telling you, we've come from some hard times. But when we can imagine a life of freedom, which I love to provide, you know, it's like a fuel to our passion. Another category would be clarification. These are questions that simply help the client understand information throughout the appointment process. I want my clients to fully understand this is how the product works. This is the process to the appointment. This is how we move money from the company. I want them to fully understand, have clear clarification throughout the whole process of the appointment. Because it doesn't matter if they're super old or they're in their early 50s or latter 40s, I want clarity. Now, if you ever sense someone does not have the ability to have clarification, in other words, there might be some sort of dementia or Alzheimer's, do not take any applications whatsoever. And this is important about clarification. When I'm with my clients, I'm constantly assessing, are they remembering things? Do they understand? If I don't think they do, I'll usually ask a question, hey, do you have a child that actually lives close by or around this area? Or do you have a friend that is around here that you trust, that you ask for advice for financial things? And I'll actually get them involved in the appointment. If I have any doubt whatsoever that they don't understand or they don't have the capability of understanding, then you absolutely want to get a third party involved in that. And I've had that before with children. They end up in the appointment and I make sure, honestly, that they actually sign the bottom of the application too, because I want to make sure they fully understand what they're getting into. And once again, we also know this. I know this is a side note, but I had a client one time that they just got out of surgery about a week ago and they seemed a little scatterbrained. And then I said, sir, are you on any sort of pain medication? And they said, yes. And I said, oh, I can't continue this process anymore till I know that you're not on any sort of pain medication. And the reason why is because I want you to have a clear mind and understand. So what did we do? 2 weeks later, we met again and we went over everything to make sure they had clear clarification. That's probably one of the most important things out of all five of these categories. This is the one I'm hitting the longest because it's the most important. Most elder abuse comes because salespeople come out and they try and push a product, then taking the time to make sure the client has clear clarification on the whole process and about how it benefits them. That's the biggest thing with elder abuse, I think, is you push your opinion on them instead of letting them decide what makes sense, and how do they decide if they don't understand? So that's a clarification. And then, of course, the broker market. This is another category, is questions that remind the client of poor experiences with financial advisors and the instability of the market. Now, when I'm saying poor experiences with financial advisors, that also includes people in our industry too. There have been some people out there that push these crazy bonuses. They don't explain that's on the income value only, or you have to wait so many number of years before you can actually take advantage of that bonus. They're just not clear. You know, it's in our own industry, we see that. Once again, you know, that's one of my passions, is letting people, helping agents become better and better, so our industry gets this flawless reputation that we are truly in it for the client's best interest, that we're not salespeople. We're presenting a solution to a problem, and the client gets to decide if this makes sense for them. But once again, this is actually a document I have. If you're a pro or pro plus or an inner circle member on Retirement Realize Agents Academy, if you're not, sign up. No better investment. I have people ask me all the time, what is the best thing to invest your money in? And I always say, your education, yourself. Invest in yourself to become better at what you do. That's far more important than any stock, bond, mutual fund, commodity, annuity of any type. Investing and becoming better at who you are is far more important than anything else. And of course, do not forget about our live event, September 26th and 27th. You can go to The Annuity Sales Coach. There's a tab on top that says live event. Sign up. I go over 2 days of every little thing I do, from the phone call to the policy delivery, from finding out how to find the best solution to the problem, to getting money from the actual broker or whoever is moving the money over. I go over every little detail. So I hope you appreciate this, guys. You have a great day. Happy selling.
Thanks for tuning in. If you've enjoyed this podcast, be sure to check out Retirement Realize Agents Academy. Visit our website at rragentsacademy.com and enroll in our coaching program today. We've helped agents double and triple their business through the systems and strategies we have in place. As a member, you have access to countless documents, webinars, independent courses, and one-on-one coaching time with me, so we can diagnose your business and come up with a plan to get you closing more sales and helping more clients. Be sure to subscribe to my podcast and follow me on LinkedIn at Chad Owen. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, The Annuity Sales Coach. Like, comment, and ring the bell for more free training, and follow me on Facebook at Retirement Realize Agents Academy. This podcast is sponsored by Aegis Financial at 800-579-7923 and Annuity Agents Alliance at 888-742-4368.